Merrill.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hannah.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're starting with Pasuk 469 in section 36a of Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkin teip b'idkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu le'achda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei v'yichuda shalim b'shem klo Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu kanunei aleinu ma'asei adeinu kanuneihu. Pasuk 469. Uman dekarev bereya lekarbanada ayeleya bishma kadisha wealat damit kaimin shemaya viara diktivim lo beriti Yomam v'alayla Hukot shamayim v'aretz lot samti V'hai me'areya v'hilula Gazaka lekola L'mecheze kudshabrichu Anpin b'anpin b'hai Yoma. The translation. He who offers his son for the sacrifice of circumcision brings his son to the holy name. And the heavens and earth are based upon this sign, as it is written, if my covenant be not day and night, it were as if I had not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. So our host has merited all this, and he had the privilege to see the Holy One, blessed be he, face to face on this day. Malka, we've just finished the English translation of verse 469.
Hi.
And now I'm going to do the commentary. The pasuk is clear, as written with Rabbi Achlan's comments. The host is the father of the baby to be circumcised. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think we've come to know that face-to-face means you become a friend of Hashem.
A face-to-face means that you're growing spiritually, and that you're right now, when you're in exile, it's either Hashem has turned his back and you're still looking for Hashem, or it could be back to back. But essentially what you're saying is that when you're in exile, we're distant from Hashem.
Right.
But I would ask, how many of you think that the circumcision is actually a sacrifice?
I think we picked that up in verses, and it's a beautiful concept. Often in movies, we see a father holding their son up, you know, to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of that picture when you think of a sacrifice of the bread.
I don't think many people think that a Brit Milah is sacrificing a son to Hashem. But that's what we're being told in this verse.
Well, I thought we picked that up in previous verses. You know, this chapter.
Yes, we have. We have. But then the question arises, why do we need to hear it again here? What is different about this than what we picked up earlier? But we'd have to be reading the verses themselves in order to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. And new people have joined us, you know, so.
Yes.
And really, the verse from Jeremiah is letting us know that was the purpose of creation. Was to be able to have the bread, the covenant.
That is correct. The purpose of creation is to bring the male to the Brit Milah,
mm-hmm.
to bring the male closer to Hashem. Because the female is already connected to Hashem.
I guess we went from bottom to top for the explanation, because then at the very bottom we see that the father is also blessed. He's married to that's the relationship with Hashem.
And it's good to remember that we learned in advanced reincarnation that the tikkun of the child actually applies to the parents up until the age of 13.
Right.
So the purpose of the sacrificing of the child is to bring the father closer to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 470. Zaka ahulakana tzakena lehayoma zaka ahulakas Imana v'hai b'ra de'ich yeheled lah. Karena aleya kol hanikra bishmi v'gomer. V'tzarti v'af asiti v'ukti v'kol banayis. L'mude Hashem. We go mer ozu ha l'rabi abba tilat milin. The translation. Happy is our lot that we have merited this day, and happy is your lot together with ours. And upon this boy that is born to you, I pronounce, everyone that is called by my name, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And all your children shall be taught of Hashem. Then he accompanied Rabbi Abba for 3 miles. This pasuk is clear as written, is my commentary. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is the He the Father? I've kind of forgotten who was with him. It's Monday.
They were Rabbi Abba, and I believe it's Rabbi Abba and one other of the rabbis, and Rabbi Shimon. They were told about this Brit Milah, and so they went.
Right.
So the He is the Father, because the Father is teaching Torah. But sometimes Rabbi Shimon interjects, sometimes Rabbi Abba does. So it really, you have to relate it to each verse as to who is speaking. And you do get confused with the pronouns he.
But in the yea that I have formed him and I have made him, couldn't that also be referring to Yetzirah and Asiyah, the different worlds and the levels? Then you come down to physical pain.
You picked up on a valid issue about the code words, because there is only one thing that has ever been created, and that's the desire to receive. So the word formed, once the desire to receive was created, then everything after that is formed. And so the creation is in the world of Briah, and the forming is the world of Yetzirah, and the making or the made is the world of Asiyah, the world of action. But there's a higher level above creation, and that's Atzilut, emanation.
That's where the nations are?
So you broke up. Say the question again.
Did you say that Atzilut is where the nations are?
No, I said that there's something above creation, which is Atzilut.
Yes.
And the soul is an emanation of Hashem. Emanation, the world of emanation is this higher level. But we always think, if you look at the code words and say, well, we're talking about creation, there shouldn't be anything higher than creation, right? Because God is the one doing the creation.
But isn't there something above Atzilut?
There's a world called Adam Kadmon.
Right.
That represents the world of Keter. But from our perspective, and most of the Kabbalists tell us, the world of Adam Kadmon is actually light and not a vessel.
Okay.
So we don't speak of it in terms of a vessel like we do the world of emanation, the world of Atzilut or the world of Bria.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions on this verse? Anybody want to answer the question, why did Rabbi Abba accompany him 3 miles? And do you think the Aramaic actually said 3 miles?
No.
So what's the purpose of this sentence?
Possibly pertaining to the three worlds.
That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But as a practical matter, what's the mitzvah of accompanying your guest? Are you familiar with that mitzvah?
No.
I'll explain it.
House, when someone leaves, you try to accompany them. Through the door as they leave. So.
Yes, and why do you do that? And how far do you do that? The halakha says you should accompany them at least 3 steps.
3 or 30? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
3. And why do you accompany the 3 steps? To represent the right, left, and central of the tree of life.
Okay.
And by making, and by doing that action, you create a protection shield for that person who's going on his way, and especially if he's walking alone at night.
And maybe they want to keep discussion too. And this evidently was a very deep discussion during this ceremony of Brit Mila that they were attending. So, they may not have wanted to put an end to it, you know.
It's very possible. But if that were true, why would they leave? So if you look at the last 3 words four words in the Aramaic, it's saying L'Rabbi Abba, and then the last 2 words. You don't see the number 3 there. The number 3 would be connected somehow to the word Shalosh, which is Hebrew for 3. So you don't see that. So the translation isn't really correct, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't speak Aramaic.
I wonder if Milim is 3 in Aramaic.
Unless it is 3 in Aramaic. So it's just, I'm adding to the discussion and really kind of demonstrating the types of questions that we could be asking. A lot of it has to do with defining the terms, but a lot of it, you always need to question the translation.
Mm-hmm. There's some people who, if they come through your front door, they want to leave by your front door. If they come through your garage, they want to leave by that way. Otherwise, whichever way they enter the home, they want to leave the home. Is that connected to anything?
Yes, because whatever gate you entered the temple, you were to leave the opposite gate. So if you entered from the south, you left through the north gate. If you entered from the east gate, you exited from the west gate. So those people who were saying, I want to leave the same way I came in, my sense is it's a superstition that may have grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that it's a halakha that I haven't read or haven't heard about. But it might be related to remembering the destruction of the temple by following something that was different than the way people exited the temple. So it brought to mind the consciousness that the temple was destroyed, God forbid. Should I go on or stay here?
No, go on.
I think so.
Okay. Verse 471. Amaruleya, hi Maria, Tehilula Ushiziza. Zakal kule hai begindikayam ki umat mitzva amar mai yo amar hahu gavra devita atitat אחי חוות ומית בלה בנין ונסבתנה לה ודהו ברא קדמה דהווה דימינה וקרנה ליה בשמה דאחי דהית פטר אמר לו מכאן ולהלה קרא ליה עידי הנו עידי בר יעקב ברך לון רבי אבא יעזל ירחיה. The translation. They said to Rabbi Abba, the host who made the ceremony, the owner of your guest house, has merited all this because he performed a precept. He asked, what is the precept? Then that man, the owner of the guest house, said, my wife was the wife of my brother who died childless. So I married her. And this is the first child that I got from her, and I named him after my dead brother. He said to him, from now on you shall call him Edi. He is Edi, the son of Jacob. Rabbi Abba then blessed them and went on his way. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. And this is actually completing the current discussion. There are a few other verses left in this section, but this discussion that's been going on for a while is actually coming to a close, and this completes it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I don't have the name Edi. I have Edo in my name.
What does Edo say?
I will praise him. And it gives us the verses referenced to Ezra and First Chronicles. Also,
Is Edo spelled Aleph Dalet Vav or Aleph Yud Dalet Vav?
This one is all English.
Okay.
It's a very old, I don't know where I got it, but it was one of the first books I ever bought. Copyright is 1909. It's an old book. And it's all English. You know, no one at that time.
Yeah, at that time you didn't have the background in the Hebrew, so.
No. Well, I didn't live in 1909 either. So, let's see if there's some other dates. That was the first copyright.
The gematria of Ed, spelled Aleph Yud Dalet Yud, is 25. So that should give you a hint about the meaning of the name.
The five worlds, five times five.
Correct.
Okay, then we've
five
got...
Five times five is a number of completion,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the same frame of reference as the number of completion of 100, which is mm-hmm. 10 times 10.
Right.
So what is the completion of five times five, and how is it different? We discussed that the other day in the Zohar class.
Zohar.
The five times five is...
having to do with Hanukkah. 25.
It does. But it also... The
also...
the idea of 5 times 5 being the number of completion, but it's not totally complete. If your tikkun is to bring a child and you get pregnant, then you have completed the lower level of completion, but you still need to deliver the child. And that raises it to the different frame of reference. You've completed part of the tikkun, and that part is complete, but there's more to do.
Was it also in reference to 2025? Say, Mike, I remember that number. In one of our lessons.
2025 is the number of words in the parasha of Miketz.
Okay.
That has to do with the idea of the 8 nights of lighting a candle. Candle is the gematria 250. The 8 nights times 250 is 2,000. And then we add the 25 for the 25th day of Kislev. And that's why, not why, but that's one of the effects of Miketz always falling on Shabbat Hanukkah.
And Miketz, one of the meanings, is the end point. So,
correct.
And so, it kind of has the connotation of completion. So.
And what is the purpose of Hanukkah? It's to reveal the light of the Or Ganus.
Mm-hmm.
So the end point is to reveal the light of Or Ganus, which is the hidden light that was the light of the first day of creation. So you see how it all ties together, and if we spend a lot of words, we'd actually walk you through the logic of it all, but it's clearly inherently there.
Well, I don't remember if it was the verse before or the first verse we read, but whatever you read, it made me think of the Or Ganus, and I almost asked the question, is there a link? Oh, I know what it was. It was when you said the world of Adam could moan.
Right.
It made me wonder if the Or Ganus was somehow connected to Adam could moan. It came in my head. I just didn't ask it because I didn't know if it was a valid question, so to speak.
Connor, there is no invalid question, so don't stop asking a question because you think it might not be valid. They're all valid. And there's no stupid question. There's only a stupid answer.
Well, I have a way of getting things.
For those who didn't get it, that was a joke.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
There's no stupid question and no stupid answer, but I like to joke about that.
Mm-hmm. But when we got into the words that went with the worlds, I'm not sure who it was that said it. I didn't recognize the voice that were connected. Who was it?
Meryl.
Yes. Okay. When you brought out the worlds having to do, and Hanok connected them to the words formed and made, then I lost my train of thought. So I didn't, you know, that's pretty typical, but that was okay. It got brought out, so.
Yes.
But I haven't heard the question yet. Why is Rabbi Abba changing the baby's name? And what is that? How is that connected to that? And you have to remember. When Chana said that Yido means praise, we have to realize that whenever you have a Yud, you you can extend it and make it a vav. And whenever you have a vav, you can elevate it and make it a yud. So the word yadi is also connected to the concept of praising. The name yadi is connected to the concept of praising. So the question is, why would Rabbi Abba change the baby's name to that of praise or praising? Because of the Brit Milah and because of the mitzvah of drawing his brother's soul through the widow by marrying her. And if you'll remember back about 6 months ago, I think, the first verse was talking about that Yibum mitzvah of marrying the wife of a brother who had died childless. So it's being all brought into one complete circle, if my memory is correct. So now that I've made everything as clear as mud, do we stay here or do we go on? We're out of time, really. And this is verse what? 471. So we have three more verses to go, and we'll probably finish those tomorrow. Any quick questions, quick right now, and then we'll come back to it. You all have a beautiful evening. We have the Ariz classes, the Ariz essay on the Parsha Miketz in our 7 o'clock class. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Thank you.